opening of Batman 89, two criminals debate on what really happened to Johnny Gomes. But did you know that the character has carried on to other media?
When Batman 89 screenwriter Sam Hamm wrote an unmade Watchmen script, he had Rorschach identify Johnny Gomes as a criminal in the bar.
And in the Gotham by Gaslight movie, which we covered this week on the podcast, Johnny Gomes is also mentioned by name.
Nah, it's just after what happened to Johnny Gomes, I...
Bat ain't real, Timmy. He's like Santa Claus.
Filmmaker Johnny Kay opened his movie The Oath, a Batman fan film, with cops investigating Johnny Gomes' death in the opening.
His ID says Johnny Gomes.
But what really happened to Johnny Gomes? In the movie, one criminal thinks he just got high and walked off a roof. The other thinks he was killed by Batman.
We're inclined to think that Johnny Gomes may have accidentally fallen off the roof when encountering Batman.
In the 89 movie, Batman noticeably doesn't kill or threaten to kill anyone until after he connects Joker to his parents' deaths. Then he goes on a rampage against the Joker and his men.
But that's our interpretation. Let us know what you think in the comments.
Big thanks to our research assistant Dan for gathering the visuals for this. You can check out our podcast this week and covering more on the Gotham by Gaslight universe.
And you can join our $5 Patreon tier where we cover topics and deeper dives that don't make it into the main show episodes, like covering the different connections between Batman and Sherlock Holmes.
So join us at patreon.com/superherostuffpod. We are $100 short of our goal of $300 a month. Join the Patreon and help out, and if we reach $300 a month, we will celebrate by covering Superman Lives on the main show.
And then we'll dive deeper into the tight red Speedos in that Nicolas Cage suit. And if we reach $500 a month, I'll be donning the Nick Cage Superman suit with those red Speedos and all.
You can check out the audio adaptation I co-wrote for Newverse Creative of the supposed Wachowski's Batman Year One treatment, where I also voice the role of Detective Flass. You can also check out my short story, Shortcut to Happily Ever After, at Metamorphosis Magazine. And you can meet me in person at LA Comic Con for the Geekscape live panel on Sunday, December 3rd.
And please check out my other podcast, Gaming Gaiden. That's Gaming, G-A-I-D-E-N, Gaming Gaiden. It is a podcast in which we go over lots of retro gaming stuff, as well as the translation of Japanese video games into English. And please check out my movie, Metal Force, www.metalforce.ninja. It's basically R-rated Power Rangers meet Stranger Things.
Thanks for watching, and as usual, tell all your friends about us.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.